Very soon Jesus appears, as he promised it. If he would come today, he draws unto himself the redeemed flock, which was faithful to him. If he would come today, glory, glory, his is the power. He has finished the work. Glory, glory. Prepare the way for the King. Glory, glory. Jesus draws near. Then the earthly tabernacle falls off. All the pain goes into the grave. Those who sleep in Christ will be awakened through the trumpet sound and be raptured to the throne of God. If he would come today, glory, glory. His is the power, his is the kingdom. Glory, glory, he finished the work. Glory, prepare the way for the King. Jesus is drawing near. Would he find you ready when he would come today? If he would come today, mighty hand, his church, back into her land, out of confusion wherein she was. Glory to God. We sing again, glory to God for all his faithfulness. Praise Jehovah with a heavenly sound. Jesus prepares for the holy war all the redeemed, and he leads them to the victory. Hear this wonderful song. Behold the multitude which goes to Zion. Glory to God. Jesus builds his own church, perfectly blameless, holy and pure. Jesus gathers his own at the end of time, those whom Satan scattered. Joyfully they return to Zion, where they await eternal bliss. Glory to God, we sing again. Glory to God for all his faithfulness. Praise Jehovah with a heavenly sound, joyfully in Zion. Dear brothers, dear sisters, I greet you all very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pardon me. We are grateful to the Lord that today we may hear God's word from the commissioned mouth. We are also grateful to God for the technique that all worldwide can hear God's holy word. Before we pray, I would like to read us a word from 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 13 to 25. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Who by him do we believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Denn alles Fleisch,
for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Let us pray. Faithful Lord Jesus, we thank you, and we praise and glorify your wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you were looking for us. Not we were looking for you, but you looked for us. You have placed us here on the way, and we thank you that you accompany us on the way to meet you. Lord Jesus, you know us all. You know what each one is lacking. May you, Lord Jesus, take everything away which is not worthy of you, that we one day may stand together before your throne. Lord, to you be the praise, the glory, and the thanks. We thank you that we still have the opportunity to hear your true word. May you bless our beloved brother Frank. Anoint his lips, and to you, Lord Jesus, be the praise, honor, and glory, that also you open our hearts so that your true word will bring forth fruit in our hearts. Faithful Lord, praise, honor, and glory, and thanks be to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Also I would like to greet all of you very warmly in Switzerland, in Austria, in all neighboring countries, and of course in all peoples and tongues all over the earth. We are very grateful to the Lord God for that we can have these broadcasts, these transmissions of the sermons, which already become to many a blessing, to the precious word which Brother Keller has read. We will go into more detail later on. But firstly, a brief overall view of the timely events, of that what is going on the earth. We all have heard of it, what happened in the last weeks. Also here in Europe, and especially in Germany, where more than 170 people perished, what never was here before, this is happening in our time. And to it, we would like to read the precious word of our Lord from the Gospel of Luke. And I ask that Brother Borg reads it now. We read from Luke 21, from verse 25 to 28. Luke 21, verse 25 to 28. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Thanks be to our Lord, who promised and who could foretell what would take place at the end of the time of grace. And we all hear the news, and we know everything has become different. And we thank the Lord that we may recognize the time in which we arrived, as our Lord has said it very clearly. When you see these things begin to come to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And we all were reading that it will become so terrible on the earth that people want to give up the ghost in expectation of the terrible things which will still come. We have the overall view in the Word of God concerning the lapse of time, spiritually and also in the natural realm. We heard of the waves roaring. If one considers that in Germany, a city, a town, through these waves, the houses were torn down, the trees were uprooted, the bridges collapsed. Everything happened as never before. And brothers and sisters, even more will happen, namely worldwide. And for us, as Bible-believing people, it is really high time to lift up our heads, for we know that our redemption is drawing near. Let us speak briefly about some other things now. We see what is going on in the religions. We see what is happening with Israel, with the peace process, with everything what is happening on earth. We have been acquainted by it, by the daily news. Also about that, that the Holy Scripture must be fulfilled in every way. And as I already said last time, the Bible was translated into 704 languages. And there are 350 Christian churches and denominations. But only one God, only one eternal life, only one redemption, only one church. And then we emphasized that actually with Abraham the plan of salvation took its beginning in Genesis chapter 12. And already at the first conversation of the Lord with Abraham, the Lord God gave him the promise. And then the emphasis, he who blesses you shall be blessed. He who curses you shall be cursed. But then, the summary, in thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. The plan of salvation of our God included all peoples and languages. And therefore, it says in the last commission, the gospel, the message of salvation of Jesus Christ shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. And then the end shall come. We are grateful to God for the Holy Scripture. And let us say it with great pain. There are major religions. There is Buddhism. There is Hinduism. There is. And whoever would like to inform himself about the past, about the religions, he just needs to push a few buttons. He can read precisely what happened in the Council of Nicaea. How many votes were for the Trinity and how many votes were against it. One can read about the 245 dogmas. Today, everybody needs just to push a few buttons and can inform himself about everyone and everything. We, who we live here in Central Europe, if we would like to know who Zwingli was, the main reformer in Zurich, to whom God has given much grace, he like no other cleaned up. And whoever would like to know how his conditions were, he just needs to push a few buttons. He was married, he had two sons and two daughters. And whoever would like to know what Martin Luther did, he just needs to push a few buttons. He married a nun and he had three sons and three daughters. One can read about everyone, about everything. One doesn't need to go to any university. Today, everyone has everything at his home and can help himself. For instance, he would like to know what the names of the three daughters of Allah were. He just needs to push a few buttons. The first one, Lat. The second, Uza. The third, Manet. All can read, in fact, everything, whatever they would like to know. But for us, beloved brothers and sisters and friends, we are not concerned about other religions and about that what they taught or what the founders did. We are concerned about the one true eternal God, the Creator of heaven and earth, and everything what is in the universe. The Creator spoke into existence. The millions of fruits, of plants, herbs, of everything. God the Creator is majestic. He can be seen all over in the creation. But this Creator is also Redeemer. He is King. He is Judge. And therefore, the original word in Hebrew is at first in the Bible, Elohim. And the word Elohim includes the singular and the plural. Singular, what concerns the person. Plural, what concerns all the characteristics. Creator, Redeemer, King, everything in all. What is God not? He is all in all. And He is from eternity to eternity. And He revealed His plan of salvation at first to Abraham. And here is the ancient mystery of Abraham. It is written in the Old and New Testament. Abraham believed God, and this was imputed unto him for righteousness. Abraham believed every promise, everything what the Lord God has given to him. This is the mark of a true believer who got the connection with God, to whom the Lord spoke personally through the Word and revealed it to him by the Spirit. My question to all is this: whom do we believe? What do we believe? I mentioned that there are 350 Christian churches,
and all
and all believe that what they say themselves about God and about God's Word. Not one of them believes that what God has said in the original. All believe that what they have to say about God and about God's word. And this hurts. This is such a deep pain which no one can imagine, which I have in me. You all know that the Lord called me to preach His holy and precious word. And the Lord Himself has given the promise that before the return of Jesus Christ, everything what was originally in the early church 2,000 years ago, what was believed, what was taught, and what was practiced, all that must be restored in the church of the living God. Only then the Lord can return. For thus it is written in the book of Acts, chapter 3, 19 and 20, Him, our Lord, the heaven must receive until the times of restitution Brothers and sisters, I say it in all humility, and I ask, do you know one church, one denomination that wants to correct itself, that wants to ask itself, do we really believe what the Scripture and how the Scripture says it? All can say, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. All can even say, we believe in conversion, we believe in the new birth. And if one then thinks on the main churches, there, the hand is put in a holy water. Three times the forehead of an infant is sprinkled in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. With that water. And then it's being said, now you are born again of water and spirit, as written in the Gospel of John in chapter 3. Think of it. Think of it. What shall one say to it? Go further. And then we know what happened, especially since the time of Reformation, how the Anabaptists were cursed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, because they showed respect before the Word of God. Baptism means immersion. Immersing. John baptized in the river Jordan. He immersed the people. And as Paul writes it in Romans 6, baptized with Christ into His death. A dead person is not sprinkled with a few drops of earth, but he is buried. Brothers and sisters, I am in very, very great pain. For we all know, and I repeat myself, What we find written in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, about the signs of the end time, what our Lord said personally, that pestilences will come. All the pandemics which we have, and there will come more and more until the people want to give up the ghost in fearful expectation of the things which will still come. How long do you want to wait? Brothers and sisters, I tell you, the end is at hand, as the Apostle Peter has written it. And we all know what Daniel had to write, seal the book until the end time. Then many will search in it, and thus knowledge shall be increased. But let us also say this in love, but in truthfulness. All are searching in the scripture and searching, study and study, and remain in their doctrines, remain in their churches, remain in their statutes, in their dogmas, and don't even think about that the true faith in the true God can only be in them to whom the Lord spoke personally, giving his promises through his word, as he did it with Abraham. How often we shall say it? At the first coming of Christ, 109 prophecies were fulfilled from the Old Testament. Who of the scribes, who of the Pharisees, who of the Sadducees, who has seen it? All rejected the Lord. He has the devil. He is possessed. Oh, what did they call our Lord? I'm asking you. Who of them recognized at that time that all the Bible prophecies, that all the things which were prophesied, beginning with the birth of our Redeemer, up to his ascension, everything was written in the prophets, in the Psalms, in the books of Moses, everything was written. And the scribes, the rabbis, they read, and they were moving without revelation, without that the things pertaining to the plan of salvation was revealed to them. And then, brothers and sisters, the Lord had to go on Mount of Olives, looking over Jerusalem. From the Mount of Olives, one can look via the Garden of Gethsemane, one can look straight to the Temple Mount and to Jerusalem. And our Lord wept bitterly. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you had known at this your time the things which belong unto thy peace, but now it is hid from thine eyes. O God. 4,000 years they were waiting that it should happen. And then they missed it. They bypassed it and mocked at it. Brothers and sisters, we arrived in a time in which we must make an honest comparison. And I say it in the name of the Lord, all who believed what was proclaimed through the ministry of John the Baptist and what was did, all who believed this and who were baptized, they were ready and prepared to receive the Lord. And to them he could say, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. As the coming of our Redeemer was announced, so the coming of the forerunner was announced. Isaiah 40, verse 3, Malachi 3, verse 1. And when the time was fulfilled, it happened. The supernatural happened. In what we don't want to go now into detail. John the Baptist came on the scene as a man sent from God with the message of God to the people of God. What happened in our time? I have to say it. Scoff at it. Laugh about it. Make fun of it. But the Lord weeps. The Lord weeps over all who do not recognize the day and the hour of God's gracious visitation. Let us say it very clearly. 88 years have passed since Brother Branham, the man of God in the USA, received the commission on the 11th of June 1933 to bring the message which would forerun the second coming of Christ. Please ask all evangelists in the USA. Ask all the charismatics. Ask all the Pentecostals, all the Baptists, all the Methodists. Ask in all the churches. Ask everywhere. Who believed it? Who wants to have part in it? All remain in their programs, in their doctrines. Has one single church changed in its doctrines? The Lutherans teach today what was established back then. The Methodists teach today what was established then. The Baptists, what was established. All established what they believe. But who believes as the scripture says? The Lord of course promised that a prophet like Elijah would come. Malachi 4, and especially also in the New Testament, Matthew 17, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Yes. and the billionaires, the evangelists who became rich, who preach a prosperity gospel, they laugh about it. Oh, he had his ministry, but we have our ministry and mislead millions and again millions of people around what God is doing right now. And therein we see the difference, dear brothers and sisters. The Lord God took care for it, that now, in this last period of grace, the original message, really everything is preached as at the time of the apostles, that there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Look for one single place where somebody would have blessed himself by putting the three fingers together and then says, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Today, all bless themselves. Who can comprehend it? Brothers and sisters, friends, the time of grace is coming to its end. This is the last message, the last call. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And if Matthew 28 was so terribly misunderstood, misinterpreted, and misused until this very day, then let me say it. Only by them who have eyes and see not, who have ears and hear not, but who hold fast to that what they believed throughout the centuries. In the Holy Scripture, we have to command everything what we do in words or deed. We shall do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And exactly this is the name in which God has revealed himself to us as Redeemer, as Father in heaven, in his only begotten Son, our Lord, here on earth, and through the Holy Spirit in the church. But Father is of course not a name. Father is not a name. And we should baptize in the name. Baptizing into the name. And baptize them into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And then our Lord says, I revealed thy name to them whom thou hast given me out of the world. Oh, how wonderful. Also, what concerns the name? We should read all the scriptures to then know that no prophet, no apostle, no man of God ever has taken the triune formula into his mouth. But this is the day which the Lord has made. And all can read it. How Peter baptized. How Philip baptized. How Paul baptized. All can read it. And then all can reorientate themselves, coming back to God. And then agreeing with Abraham, and say, I, Brother Frank, believe God that you, beloved brother, you, precious sister, can sincerely say, like Abraham, I believe only God. I believe only that what is written in the Word of God. That this will not just be a lip confession, but that it becomes divine reality in our personal life. God has sent Brother Branham
göttliche Botschaft, das was am Anfang
the original message, that what the apostles and prophets preached, and in the book of books, in the Testament, what is written there, this God has revealed anew, and this we may preach, and all who are of God hear God's holy word. Now, brothers and sisters, just a few minutes about the word of introduction, which is so precious, so precious. We want to first read two scriptures first, and then we read from 1 Peter. Please. Matthew 25:10. And while they went to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. Praise and thanks be to our Lord. This is the final aim of the proclamation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That a called out, separated bride church can come forth. Namely, who are called wise virgins. A virgin does not commit spiritual fornication, doesn't accept other doctrines. A virgin, as it is described here to us, is consecrated to God and will not commit adultery or fornication. A true virgin remains a bride to the bridegroom until the bridegroom comes to take his bride home. From today on, the heavenly bridegroom does not permit any believer, precious sister, dear brothers, not one, the Lord permits to believe something else, but as Abraham to say, I only believe God, I only believe God's word, please. Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. Also this, beloved brothers and sisters, is a word which must touch all our hearts. Just imagine, the rapture takes place and we would be left behind and would have to knock at a closed door. Who wants to experience this? Most certainly no one. And I tell you, by faith, as sure as God has given us the grace to receive the ministry which He has promised for our time, and to let it become a divine reality through Brother Branham, as certain as we believe this promise and the ministry connected with it, we can humbly count us to the wise virgins. All the others, they will still have interpretations and explanations. They will refer to the prophet and to his statements, which they interpret themselves. We don't refer to any statement anymore, but we say and confess together with Abraham, Abraham believed God, and this was accounted to him for righteousness. Brothers and sisters, from now on, we believe only God and only that what is really written in the Word of God. Let me say it once again. If in Revelation 10 is written, write not what the seven thunders uttered, then we have to respect this and to leave it up to the Lord. We only believe that what God has to say to the church, and this is written, and this we believe with all our heart. Now, we look quickly to 1 Peter chapter 1, please. 1 Peter chapter 1, a couple of verses. We start with verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We can say to it. Brothers and sisters, as Peter then has spoken to all in various peoples who lived in the dispersion, spoke to all the elect, read precisely what kind of formulation is used here. All who really were foreordained by God. And this we are, because we believe God with all our hearts. Please read again this precious epistle which Peter has written. Let us read another verse now. I read the rest of verse 2. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Amen.
Amen. Here we have heard of the faith, of obedience, of election, of redemption, of the new birth. Brothers and sisters, for us, these are not new doctrines, but the question is, did we experience it personally, that we even consecrate ourselves to the Lord, following Him in total obedience to please Him, so that God's well-pleasing could rest upon us. Here everything is summarized. The redemption, the faith, the foreknowledge, the predestination, obedience. Everything is summarized. And even that we were born again by the power of God in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It was manifested. Brothers and sisters, it is so tremendous. In the resurrection, the new divine life came forth, and our Lord could cry out, I live, and ye shall live also. And we thank the Lord that we truly received the seed of the word. For every birth, there is the need of a seed. And only then something can be born. First, there must be a begetting, and then comes the birth. He who is begotten by God of our Redeemer, it is written, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee. May it be said of every son, of every daughter of God, Thou art my Son. I myself have begotten thee. Thou art my daughter. I myself have begotten thee. I have laid my word as the seed in you. And by my Spirit, I laid the new life into you. What a grace. One more verse to the Lord be thanks. We read from verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled,
das in Himmel aufbewahrt
and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
In der letzten Zeit geoffenbart zu werden.
Amen.
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 Darum geht es.
That's what's all about today. Ready to be revealed in the last time. The message went forth. All of the world could hear it. And brothers and sisters, let us also in this situation not grudge. Not grudging, but thanking God for it. Because see, look at me. If one almost turned 88, then there's just 1 year left then one is 89, and then comes 90.
Ich kann nicht mehr reisen,
I can no more travel as I traveled in the past 55 years.
Ich kann nicht mehr predigen,
I can no more preach as I preached in all the past years.
Ich kann nicht mehr all die Städte besuchen,
I can no more visit all the cities which I visited during all that time. I don't know how many cities it were in the 165 countries, but in India it were 23, and in many other countries it were also several cities. But please think of it. Large meetings, as we used to have them internationally, will hardly be able to take place again. And let us say it honestly and sincerely, no one needs to come from Africa or Asia to Europe to have part in the completion. Worldwide, at the same time it will happen. And by the grace of God, we are reaching now, on every Wednesday, on every Saturday and Sunday, worldwide, in all the various languages, we reach all true believers. No one needs to make long journeys anymore. All can gather and hear and experience what God is doing. We have read it. Ready to be revealed in the end time. We arrived at the end of the end time. Let us be grateful with all our hearts and all brothers who have trouble to listen to the broadcasts. No brother is forced to hear the broadcasts. And if there are brothers who like to preach, please preach. But give out the food as William Branham was sent to bring us the biblical truths, to reveal them to us. So the Lord has sent me to preach the biblical truths worldwide. And so all brothers worldwide are ordained to give out the spiritual food and to prepare the table of the Lord for the people. For we all can delight and feast on the divine manna, on the freshly revealed word of God. Yes, we may eat it. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds from the mouth of God. We thank again our beloved brother Keller for the precious word. Please, precious brothers and sisters, read it and stop at every verse. Stop at every verse and thank the Lord for that what is written. Let us also say this once again. This is the most important period in the history of mankind, in the history of the Church of Jesus Christ. The calling out, the preparation, and the Lord
wunderbar hinaus
will bring everything to pass in a wonderful way, and he will finish his work of redemption with his blood-bought flock. And I say it once again with emphasis. Abraham believed what God told him, that what God promised him. You and I, dear brothers, dear sisters, we believe God. We believe that what He has promised us in His Word. And He promised to return and to take us home. And in that period of time, at that moment, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we who are alive, we will be changed. And together, we will be raptured into glory and to be with the Lord at all times. Start today to thank the Lord with all your heart for the revelation of His Word, of His name, of His will, of His plan of salvation. Be grateful for the ministry of Brother Branham in our time. Grateful that this ministry found continuation and that all people all over the earth, in all peoples and tongues, can hear the last message, the last call, experiencing their preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. I expect you, and especially all ministering brethren, from Switzerland, we once again say, God bless you all who have sent greetings. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Brother Borg will pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hearing of your word. We believe what is written. We thank you for this transmission, for the last call, for the last message which goes forth to call out the last ones. Thank you for everything in Jesus' holy name. Amen. God's promises remain. They never stagger. Jesus sealed with his own blood what he promised in his word. Heaven and earth may burn. Hills and mountains may vanish, but he who believes will find out that God's word remains forever. Only look up, as Abraham did, while you number the stars. Faith increases. Although everything becomes dark, even your heart breaks. only a little time. Then the sun shines. Heaven and earth may burn. Hills and mountains may vanish. But he who believes will find out that God's word remains forever true. Believe despite of persecutions. In your trial, he makes all things well. Heaven and earth may burn. Hills and mountains may vanish. But he who believes will find out that God's word remains true forever. Believe even friends leave you. Remain thou faithful. Jesus, your friend, will carry you. He will strengthen you daily. Your troubles. Very soon it goes upward. You will see God. You will see what your heart believes.